Thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app or platform. North American markets. S&P TSX was down on the week by 736.17 points or minus 3.45%. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down on the week 1,646.44 points or minus 4.58%. NASDAQ was down on the week by 1,173.19 points or minus 7.51%. The S&P 500 was down on the week by 265.01 points or minus 5.68%. VIX futures was up on the week by 7.9 points or 40.14%. Overseas markets. The Nikkei 225 in Japan was down on the week by 602.02 points or minus 2.14%. The China CSI 300 was up on the week by 52.58 points or 1.11%. The DAX in Germany is down on the week by 279.36 points or minus 1.76%. The CAC 40 in France is down on the week by 74.41 points or minus 1.04%. The FTSE 100 in London is down on the week by 48.82 points or minus 0.65%. Commodity markets. Gold is up on the week by $18.25 or 1%. Silver is up on the week by $1.37 or 5.96%. Crude oil is up on the week by 56 cents or 0.66%. Copper is up on the week by 10 cents or 2.26%. Natural gas is down on the week by 44 cents or minus 10.43%. Corn is up on the week by 1 cent or 3.35%. Soybeans are up on the week by 2 cents and a quarter or 3.25%. Wheat is up on the week by 7 cents or 5.19%. The Canadian dollar is down on the week by minus 0.32 basis points or minus 0.25%. Highlights of this week's news. On Monday, Japanese, French, German, British, American and Eurozone Purchase Managers Index data are released. On Tuesday, Australia releases Consumer Price Index information, Japanese releases Core Consumer Price Index information. On Wednesday, we get French consumer confidence, United States new home sales, Bank of Canada interest rate decision, and the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision. On Thursday, we get New Zealand Consumer Price Index, German consumer climate, United States gross domestic product debt and durable goods orders. On Friday, we get Australian producer price index, French gross domestic product data and producer price index, Italian producer price index, Italian consumer confidence, German gross domestic product, Eurozone consumer confidence, and Canadian budget balance again. Thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform.